Good to see you all. So as you know, the church staff is on retreat in Beijing. So as Max said on Tuesday, what you get is the board. I have a word for us this morning. Let's bow our heads in prayer. So Lord, I just thank you. For who you are, Lord, for what you're doing in this place. I just thank you that we can come together early morning, you know, before our work, before we are becoming human doings, that we get a chance to be human beings with you, Lord. I just thank you for the time that you're giving to the staff and the pastoral staff in Beijing. Lord, I just pray for a time of revelation as well, as they are able to rely on the people that are here to take care of this place, Lord. I just pray for Pastor Sam's Achilles tendon. Lord, I just pray that you will heal him supernaturally as well. And I just pray for a wonderful time on Sunday as we come together as a church for the Sabbath. So I just thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. All right. So, yeah, I've been told that I needed to share the word on this week. So I've been thinking. And so for me, when I pray, I always ask, Lord, you know, what do you want me to think about this week? What is it that are you doing right now? And so I kept on seeing this thing, the word awake. And it's not because it's early morning prayer, but I guess there's a part of it as well, right, that we have to wake up somehow to make it here. But it wasn't that. I think it was just more the second part of it is, you know, are we awake? Are we realizing what God is doing, you know, in our lives? Are we ready for what He has in store for us? Like, you know, are we constantly listening, tuning in to see what He's doing in our lives? Are we spiritually aware as well? I mean, are we seeing the signs around us, and are we able to draw some lines where we see, oh, God is actually working in this area, or wow, this is a time to pray. There is a warfare going on. I mean, whatever it is, you know. The first thing that I've got is like awake, and I don't know if you remember, but on Sunday there was a video, and at the end it was like, awaken me. And I was like, okay, I got the first sign that maybe this is something I should share about. And then as I was praying about this, I was saying, yes, it's good to be spiritually aware, but God, what are you doing right now? You know, at SP, in my life, are you doing anything specific? So, I got this, you know, this verse, and we can turn to it. So it's Isaiah 43:19. We can start a bit earlier. So let's turn there. Oops, went a bit too far. So Isaiah. Isaiah 43, we can start from verse 16. Thus say the Lord, who makes a way through the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the mighty men. They lie down together and not rise again. They have been quenched and extinguished like a wick. Do not call to mind the former things or ponder things of the past. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. Let's repeat verse 19. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. So, Yeah, this passage really spoke to me this week, and I think this is something that God imparted me to share with you this morning. But let's take a step back first. Who was Isaiah? So I know what you're thinking. He was probably the first Cantonese prophet. Isaiah? No, okay, that's just a joke to make sure you are awake. Anyway, I tried that on my house church, and they said, yeah, no, Sandro, you're not a stand-up comedian, so you should actually step back. Anyway, let's see, you know, who Isaiah was. So first, the book, I mean, the book itself is actually quite interesting, because in the Bible, we have 66 books, and Isaiah has got 66 chapters as well. I understand the first 39 chapters actually deals primarily with events during his lifetime. And the later part is actually about comforting and for the future as well. So starting from Isaiah 40, there's a major section that looks ahead to Judah's return from a Babylonian exile in the 6th century. I mean, Isaiah is one of the major prophets, and we're starting this, and I don't know, for me, the wisdom and the passages that I have in mind that are coming from there is always Isaiah. And I know that he was, in his time, someone that actually also was able to talk about the Messiah. I mean, we can look in Isaiah 53 when he talks already about the suffering of Jesus and how he was gonna die. He talks also about Jesus' miraculous birth in Isaiah 7:14. So, really, this is a book that has, I mean, so much inside of it, that we should really spend some time. I know we're doing 10 minutes of the Bible every day. I would really encourage you to read to go through the whole book. Personally, I have a verse that I really like as a long distance runner that I also turn to very often, and I think it was one of our verse as a house church as well. And it's 40:31. So Isaiah 40:31. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. So I remember always pondering on this verse as I was really tired during those long runs. But it's also like, for me, a metaphor that, you know, life has actually a lot of things in store for us. And sometimes things get a little bit messy, right? I mean, we have a lot of things to deal with. And, you know, turning to those verses where they talk about the renewing of your strength and mounting on wings like eagles, I mean, they are so encouraging. And I think Isaiah was really somebody that was able to comfort his people in this time of troubles where they had actually to face another exile, Babylonian exile as well. So, yeah, let's turn, let's unwrap this. I mean, quite amazed in this verse, and verse 18 is also very important in this passage, because what it says is, forget all that I have done before. You know, forget the past. He still brings it up, and yet he says, but forget about all that. And I think, you know, what I drew from that is that, yes, God is an amazing God. He's done things in my life in the past, and I draw strength from it. And I'm sure, like the people from Israel also, I mean, they remember the exodus from Egypt, right? I mean, they remember that God opened the seas and drawn all the chariots and the horses and the armies there in the sea. But he says, you know, forget about this. This is a time where I'm going to do something new. And that verse 19 for me just, you know, sprung up to me and say, yes, I can sense something is happening. And I think we must be aware, we must be awake. And that's why I think, you know, the first part, these words that I had about being awake is like, you know, God is saying, for I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? And I felt that this was a time, I mean, we are 5 months down in this year. A little bit more, since it's the 5th of June. And I think God has been doing something new in this place for us as a community. And I'm sure God is doing something new in your heart as well since the beginning of the year. Something that maybe you have not yet completely noticed. Maybe something that you cannot really grasp. But there is something new that I sense He is doing. So for me personally, this year has been amazing. Actually, on Sunday I will be celebrating my daughter's first birthday. So it's been a year of being a father, and it's been quite amazing, I must say. This has been something new. I know Brian already shared something about it yesterday, but for me it's been really something that I felt, wow, you know, like this is an absolute change. And I can talk about it. I have in my house church, I have many single people, people that are getting married. So when I talk about being a father, yes, I'm sure they understand. Like, I'm sure they can grasp the concept, but experiencing it is something absolutely different. And I agree with Brian when he was sharing yesterday. And I think that was something completely new for me. But what God was doing in that process is actually turning my heart towards Him and knowing that actually, as much as I want to impart something on my daughter, there is not much I can do. I mean, I can be a good father, and I want to be a good father. I can, you know, teach her certain things, but I trust God. I trust God to do something in this place. So God has been working and renewing also my relationship with Him through that experience as a father. So that has been something new happening for me personally. Now, as a church, I mean, what has been happening since, as we reflect a little bit? We have to look back at the past, and that's what God is doing in this passage since, and that's what Isaiah is doing through this passage, right? By reminding us of what happened in the past, and yet, you know, focusing on the future. So what has been happening? I think we had an amazing year where at the beginning of the year, you know, PSAM had some revelation that we were, you know, we were not doing so well as a church, that we needed to somehow focus on Him, that we had a little bit of a stagnant water, right? I remember those words, you know. And then, I mean, we had the word and power, which is our theme for this year. And we started to turn to the Bible, and we started to really, you know, for all of us, I guess, doing 10 minutes. I encourage you, PSAM has not been reminding anybody to do it for a while, so maybe that's my role. You know, turn to the Bible, really go through it. I think I remember clearly Pastor Sun Hee was sharing at the retreat that for her it was a transformational experience. You know, just to go through the Bible every day and how this is transforming us. So this is probably the new thing that God is doing in our lives, right? You don't see it yet. You know that He's doing something, and maybe these 10 minutes that you're reading every day is transforming you from the inside out. God is at work in your life. He's doing something completely new. He will renew your mind and change it. And we've got to let go of the past. We've got to, you know, if the past means for you hurt, if it means pain, I would encourage you to really face that. Face that time where maybe you experience pain. Lift it up to God. Lift it up to Him. You know, He will take care of it. Go through Cascade. Do the things that you need to do. Don't let that pain be something that will drag you down constantly. You know, trust Him. He can take care of that. And I think that, you know, for me, this theme of I'm about to do something new, we need to let go of the past. We need to let go of what we've been constantly doing that maybe is not working. Things from the past that are dragging us down back in the pit when God wants us to be with Him at work. I love this passage when He says, I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create a river in dry wasteland. This is so inspiring for me because I know exactly what the wilderness means. I mean, being in the wilderness, being in the desert. I did a couple of races where I was in very, very dry land. And it's unimaginable. Sorry, I can't say that word. So this morning. So I would say I cannot imagine Having a river right there when, you know, you run through the sand, you run through... I remember we had a long day in that race in the Gobi Desert where it was about 100 kilometers. And it was only... not even sand, it was little stones. And I remember finishing that day, all my blood had gone down to my hands. My feet were destroyed because running on pebbles just mess up your feet, man. It's horrible. And I remember, I mean, the extent of the dryness in there. So I can just, you know, imagine how these words that Isaiah is bringing forth when he says, I will make a pathway through the wilderness, I will create rivers in dry wasteland. This is something that must have brought so much hope and thinking, wow, God is really a God that is a God of miracle. And yes, that's the way we should be thinking about, you know, if you have if you're going through the desert and if you are right now on a dry patch, you know, remember God will bring a river, you know, but what we have to do is to position ourselves to allow him to do that. We have to look up to him. We have to constantly create that relationship. We just have to let him love us, you know, so and that means, yeah, just position yourself towards him, constantly ask him to come into your life and let the Holy Spirit, you know, work through you in that area. An interesting thing about this dryness as well is like, so if we come back quickly, the old way of God doing something was he would make a dry place in the sea, right? That's what he did in the Exodus. He made a dry place in the sea so that the Israelites could go through. But this time, the new thing that he's doing, he's making a wet way in a dry land. Isn't that amazing? Right? He's changing. So this is something new that he's doing that we can maybe, you know, have that image that prior to that, it was a dry place in the sea, and now it's a wet way in the desert. And he will come, and I'm sure that, you know, he will bring that river that will, where we can actually find our source and bring fruit into our lives as well. As a community, I think as a church, we really need to be more aware of what God is doing in our lives. And I just encourage you to maybe spend some time praying on this, as maybe... Kim can come up and play some music for us. You know. So let's spend some time in prayer and really focus on those words of Isaiah 43:19. What is God doing in your life? Are you aware of it? He has already started. Are you ready for it? What is God doing in our church, at SP, in this community? Are you joining in? Are you praying? Are you reading the Bible? Are you being inspired by God's Word? Let's spend some time in prayer.
laughing. You take my mourning, turn it into dancing. You take my sadness and turn it into joy. My soul.
Let's turn to our community prayer. So let's pray for all the people in our community that are suffering right now with cancer and other related illness as well. Let's pray for those that are ill but do not know God yet. So, let's pray for those that are close friends or family that need salvation and that are suffering at the moment. So let's turn for those that are suffering of infirmities outside of cancer. Let's lift them up right now. Before we turn to the next page, just lift up Archie right now, who has been admitted a couple of days ago to the hospital for pneumonia. And it's also today's his wife's, his father-in-law, so his wife's father's funeral today. So let's lift up this family, Archie and Ingrid, as they're going through this time where I know that also Tilly was actually... suffering as well. She had salmonella infection. So, just lift up this family and for Archie to recover quickly so that he can attend the funeral today, and for Ingrid's family, for peace, and for really God to come and bring peace and calm in during this time. lift up also those that are looking for a new opportunity, a new job. Yes, Lord, Father. Let's turn to our single day prayer. So first is the mission focus. Let's lift up Singapore, SPSG, as well as our Indonesian ministry, SPIN, and Kupang as well. So let's pray also for SPSG Singapore. I know that right now they are struggling to find a place, you know, for their worship service, and as well for Pastor Sam Kim, that is moving from Beijing to Singapore to also have his visa application approved. So let's just lift up, you know, SPSG and as well as SPIN as well. Let's lift up our mission committee, Pastor Ricky, Timothy, Janella, John, Jamie, James Chia, and Pastor Sam, you know, for the wisdom, also to choose like new missions and to monitor what's going on, to lift up our missionaries as well, all around that we're supporting. So just lift up the missions committee. Let's lift up the local outreach, Community Center, IGAPE, HOMIE, SP Light, Freedom Bridge, and the new drug rehab ministry. Let's lift up also, again, Janella and team as well that are leading some of those ministries, and all the leaders in charge of these ministries as well. Local outreach is something that we really, something new that God is doing also within our community. So let's just lift up, and also for more people to join in as well. Let's lift up our Friday evening activities, SPU and IP, as well as the host churches that will be meeting today, so McCain and Discovery Bay. Yeah, let's just lift up those activities of the weekend, as well as if we can also lift up service coming up on Sunday and all the activities related to that. Our three services going on the second Sunday with three services at SP. So that everything will run smoothly, and Noah's Ark teacher also to join in and be completely renewed before the weekend. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that we can come together again as a church community early morning and pray and reflect on the new things that you are doing and the new thing that you are doing here at church, but also in our hearts, in our mind, in our soul. Lord, I just pray that we'll be awake, we'll be aware of what you're doing around us. Lord, continue to equip us as we are battling with you side by side. Let us be aware of the warfare, Lord Father, but we know that you have equipped us and that we'll be victorious as well in this. Let's continue to walk in obedience. Let's also continue to have our eyes focused on Jesus during this day and for the rest of this week and for the rest of this year. Let's continue to feed on the Word of God 10 minutes a day. Yeah, let's continue to join in with Him. And I just have this image of the desert and the river that it will make, you know, go through it. So again, Lord, I just thank you. I just lift up all these things that you have brought up today. I just lift up, again, the pastoral staff and this church and all of the members, Lord Father, that are listening through the podcast. All those that are here, Lord Father, lift them up, Father. I just pray this in the name of precious Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So stay here, continue to pray.